Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you on this week. And now there's two. We're down to the World Series, everybody. So, yeah, exciting. Doesn't seem so long ago that Nolan and I were doing our annual preseason talk, spring training, getting excited about opening day to the All-Star, to now we're talking World Series. And it's been one in the making for a long, long time, especially if you're Dodgers and Yankee fans, there's no question about it. So sit back, enjoy the ride, because it should be a good one. It should be a really, really good one. We'll talk about it tonight, obviously, on the show. And obviously, we'll do a sad moment, too, as it seems every week. Unbelievable. Fernando Valenzuela passing away overnight. Certainly talk about that as well, because I'd like to give some feedback and thoughts from my generation for people in Nolan's generation just about Fernando and what he meant to the game back when he was a legend with the Dodgers. So yeah, for sure. Other than that, hey, great to have you back with us. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you for being a part of the nation. And wherever you are out there, player, parent, coach, as we always say, a serviceman and women, thank you so much for doing what you do so we can sit there and do what we do, like I said, every day. It's just goes without saying, it's a big part of why we are Dirtbag Nation, what we stand for. It's that get up, get after it, get dirty mentality every single day on and off the field. As we always talk about, if you're new to the show, welcome aboard. We love having you. We hope you enjoy it. And, you know, that's what it is. We give some feedback, some thoughts, our opinions on baseball from major league to youth, depending on questions that come into the curtain call. That's what it's all about. We're here to not only talk to you every week here on the show, but anybody that has questions, reach to us, contact us, and you know where to go. You can go to Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Even though Nolan and I are busy and stuff like that, we always guarantee that we'll answer you back and love just talking about baseball and helping you in your baseball journey to the best of our ability that we can as a player, a parent, and a coach, because we all need a strong network, and that's what it's all about. So settle in. Sit back, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because Nolan and I are going to be right back here in a second, and we are going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary.
Federal regulations aren't helping smokers kick the habit. Here's Richard Marianos, former assistant director of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Scientists and public health authorities agree that switching to vapes can help smokers quit. But in the absence of federal leadership, state governments can publish authorized product directories and increase enforcement to stop dangerous illegal vape products coming from China. It will not only save lives, but also promote a safer marketplace.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Stronger Economy.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamora, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
October is ending, but I want to keep the fall fun going. So I shopped Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I saved 30% on top active brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Then I got my kids some boots for under $22, scored 50% off Food Network baking must-haves, and earned Kohl's cash. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Flex Styles. Offers end October 27th. Coupons do not apply to Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you want to do? Where do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, so I just kind of want to talk about how the NLCS, ALCS unfolded. Obviously, everybody's seen what happens now. Everybody knows we got a big matchup starting Friday. Jack Flaherty taking the hill for the Los Angeles Dodgers, going up against Gerrit Cole. I want to just talk about how absolute brutal Emmanuel Clase was. Like, and just to put it into perspective for people out there. So Mariano Rivera, his whole entire playoff career, obviously everybody knows the legend of Mariano Rivera. Like, he only allowed 11 earned runs for his entire career. Emmanuel Clase this year allowed 8 earned runs in 8 innings pitched. Blew multiple games. Took 2 L's and could have taken a third L, except Big Christmas wanted to play hero. And then David Fry walked it off. Considering how good of a regular season he had, obviously it doesn't mean anything when you blow up the way you do in the playoffs. For you to pitch 8 innings and allow 8 earned runs on the biggest stage and then proceed to go on a rant on social medias, bragging about all the awards, bragging about all this other stuff that you do, dude, no one cares about the regular season. End of the day. If you don't, famous quote, hey, Moneyball, like, I'll go right back to it. If you don't win the last game of the year, no one gives a about you. Like, it's plain and simple. Like, if you allow 8 earned runs on the biggest stage to the Detroit Tigers and New York Yankees, I'm sorry, your season is a wash, and that's that, man. I don't care how much regular season success you had. Do not go on a rant about how good of a regular season pitcher you are. If you can't pitch on the biggest stage, don't compare yourself to the greatest closer of all time.
It's baseball. It's crazy to understand, but it is baseball. He looked in control. He looked confident each time he was on the hill. He just didn't get it done. It's as simple as that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, but you hit the nail on the head. That's the reality of pro sports. It's a reality of all sports, obviously, in that, but amateur sports aren't on TV. They're on social media as much and everything else. But pro sports, if you're not winning the last game of the season, then you're right. It was a good season, I guess. But you can't say it was a great season. And yeah, he just did not get the job done for Stephen Voit and the Cleveland Guardians. Obviously, they're going to do the protocol as most teams would do, I would imagine, you know. He's our man. We're with him. We're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it. Well, obviously, you have no choice. You have no choice. The reality is you're watching the World Series. Simple as that. You're watching the World Series. You're not in the dance. You talked about Jack Flaherty, Gerrit Cole. Two big guys that you like, Nolan, leading off the World Series. Jack Flaherty, a former Cardinal for you. Gerrit Cole, ace of your fantasy team. And you're just a fan of Gerrit Cole, too.
Yeah, no, I got nothing against Gerrit Cole. Good pitcher. Obviously, he's had continued success throughout his major league career. One day he'll be a Hall of Famer, obviously. Don't think that's a shocker to anybody out there. Jack Flaherty, though, I'm not quite sure what happened. Obviously, last week we were kind of going off on him or Dave Roberts, whoever it was that ultimately made the decision to pull him out of the game when he probably could have gone the distance. Then you see him in that last game in the NLCS there. What was that? I think game four or game three. I can't remember where he got tagged for the 8 runs in 3 innings. Average fastball velocity was down basically 2 miles an hour from regular season and everything like that. And it was down, I think, a mile and a half over his last playoff start. So I don't know if fatigue is starting to set in for him, which, I mean, I can kind of understand. Obviously, his last couple of years with the Cardinals prior to getting traded out to Baltimore there were basically injury-plagued seasons for him. So he hadn't been built up like he was pre-COVID. Obviously, the 2017, 18, 19 version of Jack Flaherty was one of the better pitchers in the National League. Now, I'm not saying he can't do it again. He just needs to find a grip on the baseball. And I can imagine that the warm weather out in Los Angeles will help him out. I don't know if the cold weather up in New York played effect on him or what the deal was, but that didn't look like the Jack Flaherty that has been pitching all season.
No, totally different pitchers for sure. No question about it. I like it. I mean, the Dodgers really don't have anywhere else to go with that opening matchup. I mean, we talked about it. Dirtbags. I mean, what was it? Game four, whatever it was, all relief pitchers. We talked about it in the NLDS as well. Like I'm not excited about that as a baseball fan. I'm just not, with all due respect to those guys and stuff like that. And it worked out for the Dodgers. It worked out for them. So, hey, hats off. Great. It worked out. But man, I just, to be going to the World Series and be in that position. I mean, obviously it says a lot about their defense, a lot about their offense. We know it. We see it. I just don't know what to expect out of that. But here we go. We talked about it the day after his signing, stuff like that. Shohei. Oh my gosh, $1 billion. Not quite, but you know what I mean. Dirtbags. And we, like we said, right? The business side of it, they made that money back within the first 24 hours. Well, they just made the World Series with them. So they just double it. They just doubled it with them. So they're way ahead of the game. Can they go out and get Juan Soto in the offseason? Yeah, they probably can. But so can the New York Yankees now. So can the Yankees now. They're in the World Series. They're selling apparel right, left, and center now. They put themselves in a good position. Obviously, it's a lot better if they walk away with the World Series. But it's going to be interesting. Let's talk about Giancarlo Stanton.
Playoff Stanton, baby.
Wow.
October Stanton, whatever you want to call him, that man in the playoffs shows up. That man against the Los Angeles Dodgers throughout his career shows up. If there was one guy that I was willing to bet on to win World Series MVP right now, that would be him.
It has to be.
Like, and I'm saying that very confidently. I think in his career, what did they say? In 36 games against the Dodgers, he has 15 home runs and 35 RBIs. Like, the man just hits the Dodgers.
He's hitting everything.
Obviously,
right now.
And in the playoffs, all he does is hit home runs. Like last series, what did he go? 4-for-17 with 4 home runs? Something like that. It was clutch home runs too. It wasn't like it was just, all right, late game, we're up 8-0, hit a donk and call it a day. But no, like he was hitting meaningful home runs.
He didn't hit anything but a home run.
No. No, like I said, I thought he literally went, I think it was 4-for-17. All 4 of his hits, I know that, were home runs in the ALCS.
Crazy.
But no, and that's just it, man. That guy in the moment, playoff time, like there's few people that just have the continued success that he does. And obviously, bigger guy, strong guy, and knock on wood, he stays healthy in the playoffs, which is the biggest thing that the Yankees need out of him. He's on the biggest show in the world right now. He's in the World Series. Never reached that stage before, but Like I said, he's got success career-wise against the Los Angeles Dodgers. If I'm a better out there, that's why I'm betting World Series MVP.
Yeah, you have to right now, right? You have to. Lengthens the lineup. Rizzo had did a nice job. They've been complaining about him and let him go in the offseason. And they probably will let him go in the offseason because they got other things to focus on. But really quality at-bats, some good at-bats against the Guardians too. Getting on base, putting themselves in a good position. Good veteran moves by him. I was impressed with him considering the fingers are still probably pretty tender. I have to assume every time he's making a little bit of contact, there's still some vibration going on in those fingers. So, hey, hats off to him. Did a great job. Did a great job. Carlos Rodon, he's got to stay hot like he did. He has to for the Yankees. You know, Gerrit Cole, I'm interested to see Gerrit Cole. He just seems to work so hard in his games or whatever and stuff like that. I mean, and that's a deep lineup the Dodgers have. I mean, you get Will Smith finally hitting some home runs in the bottom of that lineup. Teoscar got off the slump in the last game. And, of course, Tommy Edman, we'll talk about him in the second segment and stuff like that. Big trade for Friedman and the Dodgers with the Cardinals at the deadline. Ends up getting the NLCS MVP. Like, it's a long time coming. It's a long time coming. You're talking about my generation since the Dodgers and the Yankees have played in the World Series. So it is a long time coming. I mean, you got to be excited out there, dirtbags. You have to be pumped up if you're a Yankees and a Dodger fan. And whether we love them or we hate them, everybody's watching. Because this should be, and I hope it's a great series. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here to carry on.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan,
Mr. Judge, describing Mr. Ohtani as the best player in the game right now. Little jockeying, little truth, little combination. No, there's no jockeying. He is. Everybody knows it. He's been it since basically Mike Trout kept on getting injured. Like, you call it how it is. I mean, you look at the guy, obviously 50-50 this year. His 50th home run ball sold for $4.4 million today. Highest recorded baseball, like actual physical baseball sale of all time. There's honestly, there's no debating it. Obviously, right now he's not pitching, but in terms of offensive production, what he did this year, sure, he doesn't play defense. But I mean, everybody and their mother knows that Shohei Ohtani is probably the greatest baseball player of all time. When it's all said and done, if he continues to pitch it at any sort of level that he was showing prior to obviously needing his second Tommy John surgery, like, the guy just, what did he do? I think finished third or something like that for average in the National League, obviously led for bombs and RBIs, led for on-base slugging and OPS, or I'm not 100% sure on the on-base, actually, but I know he was top five there. Like, you're looking at a guy that just does it all, right? And obviously Aaron Judge, he was the same boat for the American League side. Obviously led home runs, RBIs, all the good stats, right? Got a deep lineup around him, which definitely helps out the case for both of them, obviously speaking. But Aaron Judge, unfortunately, right now is the second best player in baseball. And Ohtani is number one. So I have no problem with that comment. I don't think it's necessarily trying to get into Ohtani's head. I think it's just Aaron Judge calling it how it is.
Yeah, I don't think he can get into Ohtani's head. He's just too mentally tough, for sure. And Judge, let's be honest, I mean, he's got to get things rolling in this World Series. You can't just rely on Soto and Stanton,
Gleyber.
The rest of the
lineup, Gleyber's
right?
been doing his part,
exactly,
too, like,
right.
leading
like
off
said.
The game. I mean, that guy's been consistent all postseason. Like, Judge has really been an anchor.
Yeah.
For which is crazy to say out loud, but for the New York Yankees, he really has been an anchor. Obviously, he had that big home run off of Manuel Clase. Yes, everybody's going to jump on that one. Absolutely. You know what? He had a couple big home runs. Sure, I tip my cap, but end of the day, like, the production overall has just not been there for what you're expecting, especially from the captain of the team. Like, I don't know, man. I've been left with a lot to be desired by Aaron Judge's offensive output so far in the playoffs.
Well, they both have pretty much a week of rest. So, you know, you're hearing good things about Freddie Freeman saying today that he's going to be in the lineup with the rest. Obviously, he's not going to be 100% when you're talking about ankles and the way you need to move and stuff like that. But still, that's exciting for the Dodgers to have him back in the lineup. Lengthens that, truly lengthens that lineup for sure. But overall, both teams should be pretty healthy, right? You got a week of recovery. And I'm bringing that up because of the Judge. Hopefully he can make adjustments if that's what was necessary. Because, yeah, I mean, that bat went quiet. Like you said, a couple bombs, but that was it. It wasn't there. And they're going to need him. They're going to need him in that. It's just the reality of it. That's going to be a tough series. It's going to be, well, let's have a little fun. Like, what are you predicting? What are you predicting in that series? And how many games? I don't even know right now.
Well, I'm hoping Yankees in five.
In five.
But, well, because I just don't like a bullpen game. Like, that one will always irk me. Sounds like Nestor's going to be on the World Series roster by all accounts. And Nestor even said, he's like, listen, if I get a ring at the end of the day and I end up needing Tommy John in the offseason, worth it. He's like, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going in there to face Ohtani, Freeman, and drawn a blank on who the third one was that he said, but basically he
probably
said
Muncy.
Yeah, he said basically I'm just going in there to face three lefties and that's it. That's going to be the entirety of my World Series, is just pitching in relief to those three guys, and that's going to be a fun matchup. Because no, and that's just it, like the bullpen game's going to drive me up the wall, and you can only run out the bullpen so much. Jack Flaherty, by all accounts, if he pitches like he did last game, they're buggered. If he pitches like he did basically the rest of the playoffs, then it'll probably be a 7-game series, and I think the Yankees will win that. But I just don't see the Dodgers beating the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are just a good team right now. And Freeman's ankle going up to New York, where it's going to be cold all World Series, I can't see that being a good recipe for success. It's too easy for him to get aggravated on that ankle, and all of a sudden, then he's done for the rest of the World Series. Like, that would be worst-case scenario.
Yeah, definitely. There's like I said, they by Friday night, they should be able to start off pretty good for the most part. But exactly right. It doesn't take much. The one good thing right now, we're getting tremendous weather here on the East Coast. It looks like next week is going to be good weather as well. So it's not typical end of October, 1st of November, freezing cold, maybe snow. Everybody should be pretty comfortable in the lineups from pitchers to players. I'll give a prediction by the end of the show tonight, Dirtbags, but I got to really think about that one through there. I'm leaning with Nolan. I see the Yankees just looking stronger right now, but
you're a Yankees fan. You better go with your heart.
No, I have to and stuff like that for sure. I mean, I'm thinking back to watching Reggie Jackson and my growing up Yankees and stuff like that, Guidry and I get goosebumps thinking back to it. I mean, anybody that's my generation, I'm sure you're thinking the same thing right back in the 1980. And I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about it. And LA scares me because they are a good team or whatever and stuff. They've got lots of people. I mean, my gosh, if Tommy Edmund stays as hot as he is right now, that's another piece to navigate. And he was hitting .400. Could you imagine Tommy Edmund hitting .400?
Against a lefty, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did it. He did it with the Cardinals, so that's why I'm saying it's not out of the question. I mean, he didn't do it regularly, but lefties, he's always hit well. So even that game, obviously, you see the two-run double in the first inning and then the two-run home run in the third inning, and you're like, all right, yep, this is the Tommy Edmund. And that's just it. Obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan out there. I got no problem. Like, I'd do that trade again. Tommy Edman at that point in time, injured, probably going to play center field for us. We needed starting pitching, so you go out, you make the three-team trade, obviously pick up Eric Fetty from the Chicago White Sox. He's still got another year of control at $7.5 million. Realistically, I got no problem with that trade. I'd do it again, and I'm happy for Tommy Edman. Always liked him, always a good player. Does whatever's required out of him. Obviously, plays multiple positions. This year, he's settling in at shortstop for the Dodgers. So, obviously, in the offseason, there's going to be some sort of movement there, whether they actually go out and get their Willy Adames that they're talking about or whoever they end up going out there and trying to get. But end of the day, man, like Tommy Edman, good player, class act. Couldn't be any more happy for him.
So, we rip on Dave Roberts. We have concerns for Aaron Boone. Right now, before the series starts, everything looks great. They're in the World Series against each other. Whatever team loses, is that manager gone?
Yep. I hope so. I genuinely hope so.
I think so. I really
There's no ifs, ands, or buts with that.
I think so.
Those teams are built to win a World Series. They got to the World Series. But now it's a matter of bringing it home. That to me is the only way that Boone saves his job, is if they win the World Series. Dave Roberts, I don't know if he has something on upper management that has kept him around forever. Everybody on here knows how much I can't stand Dave Roberts. And I just don't know at the end of the day what it would take to actually get rid of him. Because I guarantee there's better managers out there that could do the exact same thing, if not better, as to what Dave Roberts is doing. Sure, you look at the record, absolutely. I get he's got a phenomenal career record, regular season-wise. Playoffs, he's never done anything outside of the asterisk beside the 2020 World Series year. And I just don't know at the end of the day, man. Like, To me, on paper, Yankees are better. That saves Boone's job. The Yankees don't win. The Steinbrenners don't mess around. I get that it's not Papa Steinbrenner anymore. It's the kids running the show, but still, they don't mess around when it comes to not winning a World Series. You get this close, you don't win. I'm sorry, Boone. I think you're gone.
Well, especially since it's been since 2009, right? There's a lot weighing on this for both teams. There's no question. There's so much more that we can't even fathom. I mean, whoever loses, they're going home devastated. There's no question about it because you hit it. You hit the nail on the head. They were both built for the World Series. Obviously, the not every team, but the majority of teams like to think they're built for the World Series. But there was a lot of people on the line, right? Even Cashman, right? Even Cashman, there was talk about him even last year. Is he making the right moves? Is he doing the right things? And then he goes out and gets Soto. Looking pretty good right now. I mean, nobody knows if he's going to stay or go at the end of the day. But hey, either way, they're going to have lots of money for him. Obviously, the Mets are going to have lots of money for them, and they're talking about the Blue Jays as well. But yeah, those two guys, they're going to have to. I can just imagine what's going on in their head right now. They're navigating every single game already, even though they're saying one game at a time. And it's true, they got to go one game at a time, one moment at a time, one pitch at a time. But there is a lot. I mean, you always hear the players speak so highly of Dave Roberts or whatever and stuff like that, what a player's manager he is. And for sure he is, you know. And yes, he's had to navigate a lot of injuries over the years as well. But at the end of the day, that team is always built for the World Series. So at some point, I have to believe that if he does not win it this year, it's there'll be a change. I don't know if Friedman has any other choice on that one. Same thing with Aaron Boone with Cashman. You know, you finally got there, Aaron. Now it's time to bring it home as a manager. You just have to. It's that simple. You got to figure out how to get your guys to be loose, comfortable, in the moment at all times. And that's easier said than done. So, Dirtbags, we're going to take this short break, and we'll be back with the curtain call questions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send them to me, and Nolan and I will go over them and try to get them on the air, or talk with you in person about them. So, Nolan, you've got one your way.
Yeah, so obviously today, get a message. New York Yankees general manager Brian Cashman talking about, I hate the 15-year thing because it completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. If you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing, and I think we would have been advancing. Talking about, obviously, the Houston Astros in 2017. Yankees fans asking, why is this still on his mind when you got 2024, you're in the present? Why are you worrying about that World Series or what could have been instead of this one now?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was asked to him as a question, and I don't even know why it would be asked if it was. You're right. I mean, you're in 2024. You talked about it off the air with me and stuff. You're exactly right. This is in 2017. Ironically enough, it happened to be the Dodgers that the Astros ended up beating in that series as well. So the Dodgers have a lot to complain about in that year as well. We all do. We know it, but forget it. Exactly right. I'm surprised Cashman would be talking about that, because at the end of the day, it is 2024. It's not easy to make a World Series every year, but you're there right now. So if you want to ask me questions about how we're going to do this right here, right now, over the next 10 days, let's get down to business. But that's all there should be talk about. In New York, as a Yankee fan, as a player, as management, is how do we win this World Series right here, right now? It's as simple as that. What are your thoughts on that, Nolly?
Yeah, no, I'm same as you. Like, to me, World Series 7 years ago shouldn't even be a thought. Like, you're worrying about this World Series now? I would have just completely skipped over the question. I wouldn't have answered it. Not necessarily saying we're not going to talk about that, but that's more or less what my response would have been. Hey, we didn't win the World Series that year. It's 2024. We're in the World Series now. Our job is to focus on this. Something simple as that. And I know that that's a bit of a scapegoat answer, but at the end of the day, why worry about something that you can't change?
Big game. Thoughts on looking right now, the lineup for the starters. Also, we'll have Walker Buehler against Luis Gil. That's pretty big game. It's a pretty big game.
Well, if Walker Buehler pitches the way that he pitched last game, cool. That'll be a 1-1 series, in my opinion, heading back to New York. Because I think Gerrit Cole will shove. And then I like Walker Buehler, I mean, he's the wild card. Yeah, I mean, like, that dude, if he pitches the way that he's pitched in the NLCS there, like, he was on one. He was on one that night, man. That was probably the cleanest he's looked, and obviously on MLB Network, they were talking about it. But that was probably the cleanest that he's looked post-Tommy John. Like, he just looked like a good pitcher again.
He needs to. There's no question about it. Because, you know, Gil's looked pretty good over the last month and a half, too, again. Looked pretty solid. Obviously, we're talking about a World Series game. Buehler's been there before. Gil hasn't. But... Yeah, I'm nervous on Walker Buehler or whatever, and I'm going to give the thumbs up to Luis Gil in that matchup. I think they can do it. I think he can do it. Again, like you said, Buehler has finally had a good one. He just, again, pitching is just so rhythm and tempo. and in order to become consistent. And it just takes a while after those injuries. And when you had those injuries like he does, they stay in your mind no matter what the situation is. We all try to say, you know, well, we're going to avoid it. We're going to get rid of it. I'm not thinking about that. I'm just being, you know, pitch by pitch. No, you're not. You're just not. When your arm, shoulder, whatever it is, whatever area, it affects you mentally. And it is tough to get over that. And we're talking about highly stressful games. Every pitch is max effort, like we talked about all the time. Only you're not trying to max effort velocity or max effort velocity, location, execution, who the hitter is, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are. That's tough. That is so tough, their bags. Unless you've had that injury and stuff like that, and you just don't know what I'm talking about. And you just have to trust it, because that is not easy. But you're right. If he can do that, if he can just stay in that mindset of the last start, he's going to give them a chance. And that's what they need, right? Because they do have a good bullpen. They do have a good bullpen. I think his game gets set up on how Flaherty does. Like you said, if Flaherty can settle in and go deep into that game, and when I say deep, I'm talking six, so you maybe only need three relievers, hopefully, ideally, Buehler then can focus on a five-inning game. But if he's got to execute, try to get five, six, seven, and you got bullpen game coming up, wow, that's tough. That's a lot of stress on that pitcher right there. There's no question about it. So here's another one come in, Nolan. Who's your wild card players for each team in this series? Is it one? Maybe there's two. Who do you got for each team?
Oh, I already said it for the National League side. It's Walker Buehler to me. He's the really? Ultimate swing man, because end of the day, like you said, for the exact same reasons, if Flaherty doesn't go deep, a lot more pressure is on Walker Buehler to go deep before that bullpen game. Because like you said, they just don't... I mean, they just don't have the starting pitchers. Obviously, you get Flaherty, Buehler, Yamamoto, and then... basically, it's a crapshoot after that. So you got to try and limit the bullpen usage as much as possible, and that's by the starters going six innings plus, right? So for me, if he shows up and he performs the way that he did in that last NLCS game that he pitched, I got no problem with it. But if he struggles, all of a sudden he lets up a five spot, six spot, gets yanked after three innings, puts a lot of pressure on the bullpen guys to try and bail them out. Now, obviously, they'd have to change their plan and probably go Yamamoto game three, if that's not what's scheduled already. But I don't know, man. To me, yeah, like Walker Buehler on the NL side for the Dodgers, yeah, that's my wild card. AL side, I'm going to go with, I'll go with Jazz Chisholm. I think, to me, if he can continue to do what he's done for the most part in the playoffs, add a couple more clutch hits here and there, I think he's a Yankee legend. If he struggles, unfortunately, in the World Series, I don't know if he'll be ostracized or not, but either way, people won't remember him the same as what he's done for the rest of his Yankee tenure so far.
Do you have a position player on the Dodgers that comes to mind?
Teoscar Hernandez. Obviously, he's going to be probably batting in the 4-5 spot, depending on what pitcher is pitching. Those guys are getting on in front of him. Obviously, he had some timely hits in the world or in the NLCS, but wasn't consistent enough throughout it. So for me, in order for them to get down to those bottom of the order hitters, obviously your Will Smith, Kike Hernandez, guys like that, like he needs to get on and he needs to drive in some clutch runs for the Dodgers.
Interesting you said Chaz. I've got him on the Yankee side. I've got Carlos Rodon as the pitcher for them. I agree with you. I think Yamamoto, but I'm going to go Mookie Betts. I'm going to be Mookie Betts. And I know it's a while ago now since he was with the Red Sox, but he's had those devastating, crushing wins against the Yankees. So he remembers it. He's a smart player, intelligent player. I think he talks to the team about that. I think he remembers it, and I think he runs with it. And I know Mookie Betts, you're sitting there going, Mookie Betts, really? But a guy that kind of gets lost out there. He stays quiet. He just goes about his business. I think he's a lightning bolt for the Dodgers in this series.
So this one comes in from a Montreal fan. Obviously, the past couple of years, they've been talking about this a little bit. Tampa Bay Rays, obviously, with what happened last week, very unfortunate. But a Montreal fan, obviously, they were connected. There was talks about them splitting their seasons the past couple of years. And Montreal fans wondering why they're not given the opportunity to have the Tampa Bay Rays play up in Montreal.
Yeah, there's not a chance that's happening. Not a chance. That the stadium's just not suited for it. In 2024, it's just there's nothing updated. There's nothing. Yes, it gets indoors and covers the inclement weather and stuff like that, but it's just not, for me, it's not baseball. We talk about it, right? The domes. Yes, they would have some great crowds early on and stuff like that, but it's not their team. It's not their hometown team, right? It's devastating for Tampa Bay. No question about it. I don't know where they're going to be situated. I don't know. Baseball's got a lot of work to do. And not after the World Series, right now, they're running around, running wild, trying to figure it out. You know, maybe it's Nashville's opportunity. They always talk about Nashville being pretty much at the top of the list for expansion and stuff like that, or relocation. Maybe it's their time, but Montreal is just not, that's not happening. It's just not the right situation in any way, shape, or form for the players, for the fans. Again, like, yes, it's you get to go and see them, but it's not your team. It's never going to be your team. So wash it aside and then go ahead and try to find out the best situation you can go, right? You're looking at Oakland, the same situation. Going to Sacramento, it looks like, right? That'll be a tough enough adjustment for them and stuff like that until Vegas gets done. But I can't see MLB even really, really seriously considering Montreal for Tampa Bay. It's as simple as that. Devastating for you, Rays fans. Devastating. Thank goodness nobody was hurt or injured and stuff like that. You know, but that's just the reality of it. So, I don't know. What are your thoughts? Would you be excited about Montreal?
No. Like you said, like we went when we were kids. The fans would show up, sure, maybe. Dog days of summer, I don't know. Sacramento, I mean, I know that they've already sold out all their home games. So, there's that. But, same time, I can't necessarily guarantee that Montreal is going to sell out, especially if they're playing at Olympic Stadium. Like, yeah, I get that they did a bit of work with it, but I mean, the MLB tried that a few years ago with the Toronto Blue Jays playing the St. Louis Cardinals up at the
Big O.
Yeah, at the Big O there, and to me, I mean, it's just not there. Like you said, I'd be looking at Nashville. They said they're trying to keep it in the Tampa area, but I can't see them really doing anything there. The minor league parks, like if they do what the Toronto Blue Jays did in 2020 during the COVID year, where they were playing in Dunedin for the first half of the year and then up in Buffalo for the second half of the year, like that would drive everybody up the wall. Sure, logistically it would be close, obviously Montreal being a northeastern city, but to me, yeah, no, I'd be looking either Nashville or Charlotte, maybe even somewhere down south.
So there you go, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in the curtain call questions. And I'm going to go ahead and now say the Yankees in six. Nolan, you said in five, you thought, right?
Yeah, I said in five.
I think it's going to go six. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's just enough potent bats, potent lineups, enough pitching with the Dodgers. They're going to make six out of it and stuff like that. Yankees are going to have to earn it. They're excited about it, I know, and if you're a Yankees fan out there or a Dodgers fan, sit back, enjoy this wild ride because it's been a long, long, long time coming. And the rest of us, enjoy it for sure. So we'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it?
Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought, MLB better market the heck out of this series. They have the opportunity to obviously probably have the biggest viewership for a World Series. Everybody loves to hate those two teams. MLB needs to market the living heck out of this and make as much money as humanly possible. Because, like I said, man, everybody hates the Yankees and hates the Dodgers, or you love the Yankees and you love the Dodgers. There's no real in-between with those two teams. Obviously, another final thought, Fernando Valenzuela passed away at the age of 63 last night. We mentioned it off at the top of the show, so I'll let Kirk talk about it now.
Yeah, for my generation, you know how important that Fernando Mania was. Nolan, your generation, he was, because you didn't have TV the way it is now, you didn't have social media back in the 80s, that guy was as big as Ichiro when he came over, as Ohtani. It was unbelievable when he was pitching. And Rookie of the Year, MVP, he would look to the heaven, to the skies for when he would be in the middle of his full windup pitch. We all remember it. Again, of my generation. It just a tough loss for the Dodger family and the Valenzuela family, obviously, as well. I guess ironic, if you want to say that. I don't know if that's the right words, Dirtbags, of the timing of this right before the Dodgers are actually playing the Yankees again in the World Series. So I realize not all those players on the Dodgers are personally attached to Fernando Valenzuela or whatever and that, but that's a lot of motivation. There's no question. They know what he brought. He was one of those big icons of a Dodgers family, and they're going to, that'll definitely motivate them. There's no question about it, but definitely another sad, sad one. And too early, 63, my goodness, is just terrible, devastating. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them the Valenzuela family, the Dodger family, and everybody else. So, dirtbags, enjoy the series. Just like Nolan said, sit back, love it, breathe it, die it. Whether you are a Yankees or Dodgers fan, you got to be a little bit excited, because that's old school baseball coming at you right now for the next couple of weeks. And that's what it's all about. So we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, listening, sharing it, continue it. We hope we're doing our job on our end of it. Until next week, though, enjoy this World Series, and it's time to get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. It's going to be a hell of a ride.